The kid maybe should be officially the shiur is supposed to be over 9:45. So maybe 10 to 10. 10 to 10 have a kid, and I'll tell him I gotta go.
Okay.
Otherwise they talk to me for half an hour after the shiur. We wish a refuah shleima to Rabbi Reishel, one of the regular participants. He just had surgery a few hours ago. Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Dov Aleya. Mr. Kuperman, a regular participant for many years, is also not well. Baruch Shem Rachman. Yeah, amen. Let's see, we left off on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, I think. Rav Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara said if a person wants to eat bread, he has to either do Netilas Yadayim, pour water from a natla. A natla is a cup. Or he has to be table his hands in a mikveh. A mikveh of how much water? So Tosis wasn't sure. They had two opinions. They pointed out that Rashi seems to hold the mikveh has to have 40 saw. And other Rishonim learned, no, that min haTorah, a mikveh for tvilas kelim, if I have a kli that's tomei, if I buy forks and knives from a non-Jew, things that you use for a meal, clay suda, so there's a pasuk in Chumash, he's supposed to do tvilas kelim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tosfos and the last daf in Avodah Zarah, that needs 40 saw. That for sure needs 40 saw. But if you have kelim that are tomei, not clay suda, you have a needle, that's tomei, or you have a scissors, that's tomei, let's say you want to be metairit, so min haTorah, you don't need 40 saw, you don't need amalama, brum, gimalamas, that's only for tvilas adam. But tefillas kelim and revius would be sufficient. With the rabbanon, they did away with the din. This is quotes from the Gemara Nozer. Bitluhu rabbanon lereviasa. With the rabbanon, they did away with that din, and you need aboim saw. So Tosfos is not sure. What about over here for netilas yadayim for eating bread? If you dip your hands in a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw, maybe as long as it has a revius and your hands can fit in, maybe that's enough.
Right.
Right. The Gemara has the two. That's what
it's
we're up to.
It's only a diamond. It's only a diamond, not the whole body.
Okay, but the Gemara is going to give two reasons for Netilas Yadayim. We spoke a few weeks ago. One reason is that for purposes of eating truma, they made a takana that stam yadayim ashnias hein. It's a sheni letuma. And we learned in Saita, the last few dafim in Saita, that a sheni is also shlishi bitruma. So if stam yadayim have a level of sheni, the rest of the body will be tohar. Today, everybody's tummy, everybody attended a funeral at some time or another, and we don't have paraduma water, so we're all tummy mace. Everybody is an avatuma. The mace is aviyabaisatuma, the tumma is transmitted to us. So it's an avatuma. If a person never attended a funeral in his life, but he shook hands with someone who did attend a funeral, so the one who attended the funeral is an av hatumah. He touches the other person, makes him a rishon letumah. So everybody's tummy today. So but in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Amoraim, they were still eating truma in Eretz Yisrael in a state of tahara. So they made a din, made the rabbanon. It can't exist in atar. Only the hands are tummy, and the rest of the body is tahar. So the hands are tummy to the level of sheni. So sheni, when you transmit the tuma to the truma, if you touch truma akachim, make it into a shlishi, so then you're not allowed to eat it. So they made a takanim of the rabbanon. You have to wash until it's yadayim before you touch truma, before you eat truma. So then they extended that takanim that even if you want to eat bread of chulin, not of truma, it's like a loy plug. One who wants to eat truma has to wash until it's yadayim to remove the tuma. The one who wants to eat bread also has to remove the tuma. His man is that, what is it going to help? He's going to remove the tummy, his tummy mace anyway. It's his tummy over his head, but still. So the Gemara says that was the first consideration. Then the second consideration is, it's a mitzvah. Midirabon. What kind of a mitzvah? It's unclear. So Tosfos says a mitzvah, mishum nikiyas. It's hygienically recommended to clean your hands before you touch any food that you're going to eat. So because of the first consideration, misum srach truma, an extension, a loy plug, otu truma, so that's why Tosfos says when you tovel, the Gemara says, when you tovel your hands in a mikveh will remove the tumah, on the Yadayim. So that's what Tosis has the two opinions. Does it have to be a mikvah of 40 saw, like for Tfilos Kol Gufa Adam, or is it sufficient? Maybe it's sufficient with a mikvah of a revius, or enough water that you need for your hands to fit in. A revius probably wouldn't be enough. You need a few revius and enough water to dip your hands in.
The Kahanim went to kind of Mishkan, but basically they went to the Kiyor.
Yeah.
To wash the hands and feet. That wasn't 40
saw. No, that's not for Tumah at all. That's not for Tumah at all. The din of Shnias, Yadayim Shnias, that was way later.
So what was the purpose of
Kahanim? They have to wash their hands, even if the hands and the feet are clean, they have to wash the hands and the feet before they do Hakrovas HaKorbanos. Yeah, it's a din. It's based on that we say you're supposed to wash your hands before you daven. The Rambam's opinion is that Netilas Yadayim in the morning, it's not because you wake up and the person was sleeping and he's a Brias Neshama Chadasha and so on. Rama holds you have to wash your hands with a bracha on the Tzedayim before Shachris, before Mincha, and before Meiriv. So we don't say a bracha, but we're really supposed to, I don't do it, but we're supposed to do it. You're supposed to wash your hands before you dab Mincha, before you dab Meiriv. More correct is supposed to wash your hands with a cup of water. The Vilna go and follow the Ramam. He would wash his hands and say a bracha on the Tzedayim before Mincha, before Meiriv.
The Rambam
would
also wash his feet, no?
The Rambam has, you have to wash your feet also. Right.
The Kohanim, when they go into the Beis HaMikdash, each time, if they want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, they wash the feet.
Right.
They wash their
hands and their feet. That's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Yeah. You have to wash your hands and your feet with Mayim that has Kiddusha. So the water from the Kiyor was Niskadish, it had Kiddusha.
The place where he goes in nearby the Beis HaMikdash. Over there is Admat Kodesh.
Yeah. So special din, they have to wash their hands and their feet before they do Avodah.
But who washes differently for sweat than we do for after the bathroom or in the morning?
Why do we wash what?
Differently. So we do alternating for in the morning.
In the morning we alternate because the Gemara says that a person who wakes up in the morning from sleeping all night has a ruach ra in his hands, and if he touches his body, he may harm himself. We're not sure if that ruach ra is still around or not, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Zohar says, in order to get rid of the ruach ra, you have to wash three times beseirigin. You have to wash the right hand, left hand. You shouldn't wash three times on the same hand in a row. You should alternate. I don't know the rules for ruach ra. That's how they say in Shulchan Aruch, because of the ruach ra you have to. But that's the question. When you say the bracha in the morning, Anu Tilas Yadayim, is that because of the... So some Rishonim say, because you have to get rid of the ruach ra, and that was a Takanas Chachamim, so you say bracha Anu Tilas Yadayim for that. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says, leave out the ruach ra story. He says, the bracha Anu Tilas Yadayim because you're going to daven Shachris. That's why Rabbi Kivega had the practice. He would wash his hands when he woke up in the morning, wash Negalvasa, alternate three times. But then he would get dressed, he would put on his shoes, and would go to shul. So he would have to then the last time he would wash his hands before he would daven, he would use a cup and wash once on the right hand, once on the left hand, and say the bracha then. The last time, not the first time when he washes, when he wakes up to get rid of, to remove the ruach ra. He would wash again after he would get fully dressed. When you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands again. So he would wash with a cup the last time before davening and say the bracha at that time.
So one time is enough if somebody touches their shoes?
One time is enough. If you touch your shoes, one time is enough. And to daven mincha ma'ariv, also according to the Rambam, you have to wash with the bracha. We don't follow the bracha story, but you're supposed to wash. So once is enough. Wash your hands once on the right hand, once on the left hand. Rav Soloveitchik used to give the shiur every Tuesday night in Moria. Some of you used to participate years ago. So right after the shiur, they used to daven Meiriv. So they didn't want to hold everybody up. So they started davening Meiriv, Baruchu. And then he didn't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam. So when everybody was saying Baruch Hashem, he would run to the back of the shul, wash his hands with a cup of water, then run back to his seat all the way in the front of the shul. Because he felt that the din you need, the Tilas Yadayim for davening is only for the Shemana Esrei. Not for the Kriya Shema, not for the brachas. He didn't say a bracha, he didn't follow all the way to Vilna Gaon, he didn't follow, but he followed halfway, that you have to wash for Mincha and Meir. After he finished shir also, he would always daven Mincha, after he finished the shir, so he would always keep us waiting. He didn't want to keep us waiting too long, so he ran down the hall to the bathroom, he just washed his hands and he ran back. No one else ran with him, The students didn't wash until the time. He used to run always to wash his hands before Mincha and then before Meirav also. We're not good students. We should have followed what he showed us.
So for bread, why is it twice?
It's in the Mishnayos and Yadayim, it's talking about washing in the Tilus Adayim for Truma. So it says if you pour a full revius of water on the right hand, a full revius of water on the left hand, then there's no need for Mayim Shniyim. Because just like if you tevel your hands in a mikveh, so that water in the mikveh is not mekabel tuma, that's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk in Chumash and Bayikra, Ach Mayim, Aboy Mikveh Mayim, Yihi Atohar. The water in the mikveh doesn't become tameh if an adam tameh is tevel in the mikveh. Adarabba, the water is metahir mi and it's not mekabel tuma. So if you pour a full revius, kach tikno chachamim, pour a full revius, so that removes the tuma, that's like tar in a mikveh, that'll remove the tuma on the yadayim, there won't be stam yadayim shnir, say, and the water has a revius, it won't be mekabel tuma. But if you have a revius of water in the cup, the Gemara says you have to start off with a full revius of water in the cup. So if you pour a little bit less than a revius on the right hand, you want to save water. If you don't have enough water, so if you pour less than a revius, so the tuma on the hands will be removed, but the water will be tummy. So then you want to get rid of the maim tmeim, so the Mishnah recommends wash maim shneim. Pour a second time on the right hand, then pour twice on the left hand. So the Rambam never writes that by netilas a dime for bread, the Rambam never writes that you have to wash maim shneim. And the Ravid says he forgot to say what it says in the Mishnah. You need maim shneim. So the Pashup Shat is, the Rambam seems told that netilas a dime for eating bread has nothing to do with Tuma Vatara. The Gemara seems to say both considerations is because of Srach Truma. By Truma you have to remove the Tuma that the hands shouldn't be shneis. And the Gemara says the second reason, Mishum Mitzvah. Mitzvah means hygienic considerations. So somehow the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds in the Tilus Adayim for bread is only for hygienic purposes, not for Tumah. So there's no need for Maim Shneim. And the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. He said, just like the Mishnah, and the Rambam quotes it, if you're washing the Tilus Adayim to be allowed to touch Truma, to eat Truma, the Rambam quotes the din, you need Maim Shneim to remove the Maim Tumeim. So this the Ravid says, the same is true regarding washing the Tilus Adayim for bread. The Gemara says, Mishum Srach Truma. It's a gzeir, it's a loyplu got to eating truma. So there should be a need for maim shneim. So that's the common practice. Most people who wash, you wash twice on the right hand, twice on the left hand. Unless you have so much water that you know for sure that you poured a revius on the right hand, then you poured a full revius on the left hand, which is often the case. A revius is not so much water. A revius is the volume of an egg and a half. Not so much water. If you have a big cup of water, for sure you have a revius. Then the Mishnah says there's no need for maim shneim. Yeah.
Discussion
about the source or the origin of the water with these
washing of the hands, like there is in the
mikveh
water.
The mikveh water can't be maim shuvim. Here, it's always maim shuvim. You have to pour davke from a cup. It has to be davke maim shuvim. It's always going to be maim shuvim.
But why is it only by bread? If I eat vegetables, don't I have to have the daim nekiyas as well?
It's a very good question. And if you eat vegetables of Truma, also.
Not Truma, plain vegetables.
Right, but if
just
you eat.
Like I eat plain bread. I'm not eating Truma, but Pairos.
Right,
Pairos should require washing.
Whatever Truma you eat, you need Ntilis Yadayim. So Ntilis Yadayim for bread is a Xera Otu Truma. It's a life look. Why does it only apply to bread? It should apply to all fruits and.
That's a rule.
Yeah, sure. So the Gemara says not so. Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good question. That's Dovish Tivula B'mashka. That's another thing. The Gemara says in the last Perakim Sochim that if you're gonna eat some food that you're gonna dip into a liquid, so Dovish Tivula B'mashka is supposed to wash until a Sedaim for that. Also because of Tumah V'Tara, because Tam Yadayim Ashniel saying. And the hand that's a sheni, right. That's what he mentioned, right? So stami daim shnia saying so sheni when it transmits tuma should make a shlishi can only make a shlishi in truma, but the tanai made a gzera that the sheni makes mashkim into a rishon, makes it a higher level of tuma. Then the rishon will make the food that he wants to eat into a sheni, so he's going to eat it. So it's going to make him tummy. That's a din of tuma sagviya. Minator, there is no such din. If a person eats oichlam tmeim, how can oichel be metame odom? Oichel can never be an avhatuma. Oichel can, the highest it can be is a rishon the tuma. Arishon Tumah is a Toldus. A Toldus can be Mitami Adam Mikalim. Adam Mikalim is on the Mekabel Tumah from an Av or Avi Avois. So on the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist. But we learned Soita, so we learned that's called Tumah Sagviya. That's a Chumra Midirabana. If a person eats Ochlam Tmeim or drinks Mashkim Tmeim, so that makes him Tumah. So they made a Takana Derabana that you have to wash until it's Yadayim before you eat a Dovishet Divula Mimashka. So that's a big Machlokes, Taisvis, and the Rambam, whether that din applies Bizman Hazeh. So Taisvis says the whole thing doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Everybody's Tumah anyway. This is a Bizman that people were careful about Tumah V'Tara. So you have to be careful to wash on a Dovishet Divula Mimashka. If you live Bizman Hazeh, everybody's Tumah anyway. So there's no need for until it's Yadayim at all. But Dovishet Divula Mimashka. And the Rambam disagrees. He says, no, it's a Takana. The whole rationale for the Takana, the whole reasoning for the Takana only makes sense. This man that Yenizer and Tumah V'Tara, that Stam Yadayim Shnia is going to make the Mashka into a Rishon, Mashka is going to make the food into a Sheni, you're going to eat it, you're going to become Tumah. But the whole reasoning doesn't apply this man as that. But the Rama holds a made of Takana, so the Takana is binding, even though we live in a generation where it doesn't make any sense. No, so that's a question. On Pesach night, we wash without a bracha. So what is that all about? So the Taz understands that it's a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos says you don't have to wash at all. The Rambam says you have to wash with a bracha. So because of the machlokes, we go l'chumra, so you wash without a bracha. And the Taz says that the same is true all year long. That all year long, if a person, let's say, eats an apple or eats grapes, and they were rinsed off and they're still moist, so you're supposed to either dry them off before you eat them, or you're supposed to wash until it's a daim without a bracha, the same as you do on Pesach night. And the Taz has this taina, manish tana halayla zemi kol halaylos. Why is only on Pesach night people wash before you dip the carpets into the salt water? It should apply all year long. He says, mikan tochachas megulof, and the fact that on Pesach night everybody knows you're supposed to wash until it's a daim without a bracha, they should give us musa that all year long is supposed to wash with davish and tevula mamashke. Whenever we're going to, let's say, you're going to dip a donut in a cup of coffee, or you're going to eat fruits or vegetables that were rinsed off and they're still moist. So the Taz says you have to wash without a bracha. Others say no. Well, we really follow the Balei Tosfos. That there's no need for all year long you don't wash with davish and tevula mamashke. Pesach 9 is a Zechel HaMikdash. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they would have washed because they're eating a Karban Pesach. That's why some had the minig that only the father of the household washes for Karpas, and the rest of the members of the rest of the people participating say they don't wash. So Genuk, if one person makes a Zechel HaMikdash. But our practice is not so. We have everybody wash for Dovishet Devula B'mashka. So that means really like the Taz, that we consider it as Sveika Dina, this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, we consider it as Sveika Dina.
But what was the purpose of after Leviathan to wash your hands? With Tumah anyway, right? So what's the purpose of Leviathan to wash your hands?
That says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from outside sources, not in the Gemara, that one who goes Bein HaMesim, if you walk in the middle of the cemetery, not only do you become Tumah, and to become Tumah you need Paraduma water, which we don't have available, but in addition to that, there's the Ruach Ra, that's Shoira on the person. So in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra, you have to wash your hands three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra. So that's a Shaila. Maybe that's only if you go in the cemetery, Hoylech Ben HaMesim. If you attend the funeral, you're not Hoylech Ben HaMesim. There's one mace over there. You're not. So the minig is that whoever is in the same room washes Netilas Yadayim because there may be a Ruach Ra.
But the minig not to dry your hands has nothing to do with that.
Also has to do with the Ruach Ra.
No, I thought because there was no towels on the cemetery.
I don't know. I thought it's also because something to do with the Ruach Ra. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Bring a towel with you.
Yeah.
And you don't handicap somebody.
So where do we leave off over here? Amrav, right in the middle of Daf Kuvav and Aleph. Amravidi Barovin. The line begins with the word Barovin. Amravidi Barovin. Amrav Yitzchak Barashia. This Amora quotes in the name of his Rebbe, Netilas Yadayim L'chulin. What was the motivation? What was the reason for the Takana to wash Netilas Yadayim before you eat bread? So two reasons. Number one, Mipnei Srach Truma. It's a Hemshech. It's an extension of the Takana the Rabbanan. That's Tam Yadayim Shnia Saint. So you have to wash Netilas Yadayim before you touch any Truma, before a Kohen wants to eat Truma, before anybody touches Truma. So they extended that din to bread. But Odin, the second reason, Mishum Mitzvah. A second separate reason is it's a mitzvah. In fact, the more my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Amar Abai, mitzvah the Shema Dei Chachamim. It's a takana de Rabbanan. And what does that mean? Does it mean Shach Truma? So that's what Taisus says. No, it means Mishum Dekiyus. That's the little Taisus, mitzvah the Shemaya. The two little Taisus and mitzvah the Shemaya. So the first little Taisus says on the last line, Yesh Leimar, Mishum Nikiyus. So those are the two reasons. One is a halachic reason, Mishum Srach Truma, a gzeiro to eat it, touching Truma by Adayim Shnias. And the second reason is for hygienic purposes. Mitzvah the Shema Dibre Chachamim. Who's the one made this takana? Rava Amar, Rava says a little better than Abai. Mitzvah the Shema Dibre Ablaza ben Arach. Who are the Chachamim? Who is the Tana? The pasuk says if a person is tamei, whatever he's going to touch is going to become tamei, unless he went to mikveh in advance. If he went to mikveh, he'll be tahor. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says and he didn't wash his hands. So it doesn't mean that. What the pasuk really means is that he wasn't tevel in the mikveh. So why does it say it in such an obscure way that he didn't wash his hands? So the Gemara says that's to teach you that when you go into the mikveh, no need to open your mouth, that the water should go inside your mouth, and no need to open up your eyes, the water doesn't have to go into your eyes. That's the Beis Hastor. So the Gemara says, Ma yada mi baroi, the hands are exposed to the outside. Afkoli baroi, you only have to be tovel in the mikveh, the water of the mikveh has to touch the outside parts of the body, it doesn't have to touch the inside parts. The Gemara says, let's say a person will be tovel in mikveh with his hands clenched like this. That's no good. You have to hold your hands normally. You have to hold your arms up a little bit normally. A woman has to lean over a little bit. Normal. You have to separate your legs a little bit. But further in is called Beis Hastorim, so there's no need for Bias Mayim on the Beis Hastorim. But still the Pasuk is strange. Why does it say, the Yadav Lo Shata B'Mayim? True, the Pasuk wants to teach us this din. You only require Bias Mayim, the water of the mikveh should touch the outer parts of the body, and the Beis Hastorim doesn't have to. But such a strange expression, the yadav lo shata b'mayim, sounds like you didn't pour water on your hands. So Rav Lozer ben Aruch understands, Amar Rav Lozer ben Aruch, mikan samchu chachamim. This is an asmachta that the chachamim saw in this pasuk, a remez, an asmachta for netilas yadayim min haTorah. What do you mean? An asmachta means that it's not min haTorah. So what does he mean? It's an asmachta min haTorah that you should do netilas yadayim. So that's a famous ritva in the first perik in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva says that there are those who claim that whenever the Gemara has a din midrabanan and they found an asmachta, that's only a mnemonic device to remember to hang on a din midrabanan, to latch onto a pasuk, and you can just as well take the New York Times and make a Rosh Hashanah and take a telephone book and make a gematria and come up is just as meaningless. It's just in order to remember the din midrabanan. So the Ritva is very upset about that. He thinks that that's not true. He says whenever there's an asmachta, it means that this was the author's intention. When the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated in such a way to lead on the Rabbanim, to make a takana the Rabbanim in a certain direction. Sometimes the Chumash was dictated in such a way they should read in between the lines and come up with a din deraisa. So those dinam ataka deraisa. And sometimes the pasuk was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch in such a way to lead the Chachamim on, they should make a takana de Rabbanon. So that's an asmachta. Asmachta means that it was really the author's intention. When the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted that in a later generation they should come up with such a din de Rabbanon. So that's what it really sounds like over here. V'yodav lo shata b'mayim. The Zab didn't wash his hands. That's what it sounds like. Didn't wash his hands with a cup. V'kan samcha chachamim lenetilas yadayim in atur. This pasuk is an asmachta for the takana de Rabbanon of Netilas Yadayim. The Prima Godim has like that halacha lemaisa, that even though we have a klal sofik de rabbanon lekule, that's only if it's only a plain din de rabbanon. What if you have a din de rabbanon that has a very strong asmachta? So he says sometimes the Gemara will say it's a din de rabbanon and it's an asmachta, and sometimes the Gemara will say it's a din de rabbanon and it's asmachta be'alma. It's merely an asmachta. So the Prima Godim thinks that there's a difference. Asmachta be'alma means it's mnemonic device. It doesn't. That's not the author's intention. But whenever the Gemara says asmachta, and they don't say asmachta bi'alma, so the Pima Garden thinks then we assume like the Ritva. That was the author's intention. The Rabbanu Shalom meant that. And that's not right to say Sveika the Rabbanu Lakula on such a Din the Rabbanu. We should treat it in a certain sense like a Din deraisa. Some Chachamim that until it's a diamond at Torah. Yeah. Omalei Rav Rav Nachman, he asked, my mashma, where do you see when this pasuk a remez for an Atilas Adam? Yichsiv Yadav Lashata Bamayim. The Zab didn't wash his hands. Hoshatav Tahor. And if he washes his hands and he touches something, it's not mitame yet. It doesn't make any sense. A tefila boy. The Zab has to be toivel in a mikveh. Mikveh is not even good. The Zab is the one tameh who has to be toivel in a mayon. Anyone else's tameh has a brera. You can either be toivel in a mikveh, means rainwater, or melted snow, and it has to be mikveh, means cover b'kaime, that the water is stagnant and it's sitting in eshbarin. Eshbarin means a shever, a crack in the ground, and it's not moving. And a mayon is the water comes from an underground source, a spring, right? So the pasuk says, "Ach mayon bar mikveh mayim yator." You have a brera. Whoever is tummy can either be toivel in A or B. Either be toivel in a mikveh, be toivel in a mayon. The one exception to the rule is the zab. The zab needs dafke mayon. Mikveh is not good enough. Some of the goyim and some of the rishonim held that a zava also needs mayim chaim. The Mishnah says there are three psukim in Chumash where you need mayim chaim. Mayim chaim means mayon, as opposed to rainwater. So one is the zav who wants to become tohar, has to be toivel in a mayon. Then the other two are not for tefillah. One is when you have paraduma water, you have to mix it with also mayim chaim al keli. You have to take mayim from a mayon and pour in the paraduma water into that. And then the same for taharas hametzora. If a person has tumas tzaras and he was declared as a tummy by the kohen, tumas tzaras is the one tumma that doesn't set in by itself. You have to show it to the kohen. If the kohen paskens tummy in accordance with the rules and regulations, the kohen paskens tummy and a person is not tummy, he won't be tummy. But if according to the rules he's supposed to say tummy and he says so then mikana labo, the person becomes tummy. And then if the sickness tzaras is some kind of a disease, some kind of a strange disease, so when the disease gets better, when he recovers from the sickness, so then you have to have taharas hametzora. So you have to take shtei tziporim chayis taharas, you have to take two kosher birds, you have to shecht one of them on a container full of mayim chayim. And then you do hazov with a toval ezov v'shnitoy las, and it has to be maza on the mitzora. So the hazos hametzora has to be with mayim chayim, with mayim from a mayon as opposed to a mikveh. But the mitzora himself, when he's toivel, doesn't have to be toivel in mayim chayim. Or the tomei meis, when he's toivel, tomei meis has to have hazos shlishi shvi. You have to hazor, you have to wait 3 days after you attended the funeral, then you have to wait 4 days later, and you have hazor shlishi shvi, and then you're able to be toivel in the mikveh. So when the tomei meis is toivel, he can either be toivel in a mikveh or a mayon, whichever he wants. He doesn't need dafke mayon. You only need a mayon for the kiddush meichatos, to mix in the paraduma water. The pasuk says you need mayim chaim al keli. You had it in the site also. The Gemara discussed how they're similar, how they're dissimilar. The mayim chaim al keli by the kiddush meichatos, mixing in the paraduma ashes into the water, and you need it by the taharas hametzora also. So zavo is a big machlokes. Rashi in different places in Shas quotes from the Rishonim, from the Gaonim, that just like a zav needs mayim chaim, a woman who's a zavo also needs mayim chaim. That causes a big chumrah, because we have a chumrah. The Gemara says Rabbi Yudal Nosa made a takana that any woman has a riyas dam, we treat her as if she's a sofik nida, sofik zavo. That's why need shivinikim. Strictly speaking, a nida does need shivinikim, only a zava needs shivinikim. But Rebbe made a takani, treat every woman as if she's a toa, as if she doesn't remember whether she's a nida or a zava. So if you hold a woman, every woman is a nida, is a suffix zava, so every woman has to go to a mayon. Most of the mikvahs are not mayonis. Most of the mikvahs are rainwater that's collected from the roof and it sits there and it's stagnant. Healthier is if you have a mayon, because if the woman who went first has some kind of germs, she has some kind of disease, so she's going to leave all of her germs over there in the mikveh, so all the women who are going to go after her will get infection. infections from the poisoned water. So if you have a mayan, so the water is always changing, so it's going to be healthier. So it is healthier to have a mayan than a mikveh, but most of the mikvahs in the world that the women use are not mayan. Most of the mikvahs are mikveh. So Rashi in a few places in the Gemara quotes this pshat, about three or four or five places, then another three or four or five places he quotes it and he rejects it, and he says it's against the Tosefta. That the Tosefta says, Befesh, Ein bein zav lezava ela, that a zav needs maim chaim and a zava does not need maim chaim. So that's why most of the Rishonim rejected that, that a zava does not need maim chaim. The only Tomei who needs maim chaim is the zav. So this pasuk is a pele. If a person is a zav, yodav lo shata b'mayim, he didn't wash his hands with a cup of water, what does it help a cup of water? Even a mikveh doesn't help. He has to be toivel in a mayon. That's what he says. A shataf tahar, and if he washed his hands and he touches something, he won't be metameyed. It's not true. Ha-tfila boy, he has to be toivel in a mayon. Even tfila in a mikveh is no good. El-hachikomar, another person, acher, not a zav, shalo shataf tomei. Another person has tam yadayim shnei, saying if he touches something, he'll make it into a shlishi. He'll be metameyet. So that's the asmachta. That's the remez in the pasuk for the takana de rabbanan. The rabbanan shalom when he dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, dictated in such a way to be merameis that in the future they should make such a takana. So you asked the question before: if the netilas yadayim for chulin is mishum srach truma, so flesh can't be truma, and fish can't be truma. Truma has to be something that grows from Eretz Yisrael. So flesh and flesh don't grow from the ground. And milk and cheese doesn't grow from the ground. But only bread grows from the ground. Cakes grow from the ground, and fruits and vegetables grow. So why do you only make a takana on bread? Why don't you have to wash until it's a dime for anything that grows from the ground? Mishum srach truma. If anything is truma, if you're going to touch it without washing it until it's a dime, you're going to be mitami it. You're going to make it into a shlishi. So that's what the Gemara says. There never was a takana on Paris. And you're not allowed to wash your hands for papers. That's the next Gemara. Amar Ablaza, Amar Raboshia. Ablaza quotes in the name Raboshia. Ablaza was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So usually he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So usually he quotes things on Ablaza and Rabbi Yechanan. And Raboshia was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. So sometimes he quotes on Ablaza and Raboshia. Lo yomen until sedadim leperis and lemishum nikiyas. You only have to wash until the sedadim if you want to eat fruits to clean your hands. It means it's not really a required takanas chachamim. It's just mishum nikias. Sava mino, sadam aroim thought when he said over the memrachav who deleko hamitzvah ika. It's not an absolute obligation, but it is the proper thing to do. You should wash your hands mishum nikias, I guess. Zogti gemare amaluhu rava. No, lachovu v'lo mitzvah el rishus. It's optional. They weren't mechayved at all. If you want to, you may wash until it's a dime. And we don't accept that la halacha. Pliga de Rab Nachman, what Rav said, it's a midas chasidus. If you want to wash before you eat fruits and vegetables, that's fine. If you're dipping the fruits and vegetables into a liquid, that's the other Gemara of Dovish Tivula B'mashke. Here the Gemara is talking, you're eating fruits and vegetables that are dry. You're not dipping them into a liquid. It's not Dovish Tivula B'mashke. So Rav Nachman holds that it's prohibited. He's demonstrating that he's a balgaiva. He's making a bigger chumra than the chachamim made. The chachamim only made mishum srach truma. You have to wash your hands for bread. They never made a takana that you have to wash for fruits and vegetables.
How come when people make the
what is that on here?
If
there's a machlokes about something, so we treat it as if it's, even though we pask in one way, lahakel, but in a certain sense it is a suffix. There is a suffix holdu. So there's a cloud that a suffix got a mitzvah.
You
go
the chum. Goes one way, you're going the other way, it shows
sometimes it's not permissible to be machmer, right? The Gemara says a person has to be careful. If a person is machmer on something that everybody else is mekel, it's a problem of mechzik yuhara, one problem, and it's also a problem of lois is goydudu. The Gemara says in the end of the first parag in Yevamos, lois is goydudu, the pashub shat and the pasuk means If someone dies, so the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to have a practice in the days of Matan Torah that when someone would die, they would take forks and knives and they would scrape into their skin and they would cause bleeding. Okay, to indicate that the loss of a relative. And we feel that the body died, but the soul is still alive. So we don't. The loss is good. The loss is sima korcha ben enech lames. You're not allowed to have that practice. So the pashup shot loss is good. It goes not to cause scraping into your skin till the point that you're going to bleed. Then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. As loss is good to do losasu agudas agudas. You're not allowed to make machloikas among Klal Yisrael in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That look as if Nasis Turkish Day Turks, as if there's more than one religion. The Chassidim do this way, and the Misnagdim do this way, and people with Nes Yeshiva do that way. So the Gemara says, if each one is in his own shul, so let them do whatever they want. They daven Nusach Svar, they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, they do wear Tefillin Chalamay, they don't wear Tefillin Chalamay. But in the same shul, some of the people should do like this, some of the people should do like that. That's a violation of Lois is going to do. So that's what the early Achrenim say. If you have a certain Shaila that's always get Paskin Lahokel, and everybody's make a line, and then one guy all of a sudden is Machmir, that's an issue of Lois is going to do. If he does it in a conspicuous fashion, if it's noticeable. Noticeable, the Gemara seems to say that then it's a problem of Lois is going to do. Yeah. Sometimes it is a problem, sometimes both. A problem of Mechziki Yuhara, looks like Gaiva, sometimes a bigger issue, Lois is going to do. So we paskin like Rav Nachman that washing the tilis adayim from fruits and vegetables is not even a rishus; it's prohibited. You're not allowed to.
How about the Taz? What the Taz says about the fact that you don't observe it? How come the Taz is against the Gemara?
No. That's if you're dipping it into moisture. If it's moist, you just rinsed it off. That's davish and tevul of a mashke. Gemara's talking about fruits and vegetables that are dry, and you're not dipping into a liquid. That's a different takon. If it's tivula b'mashke, it's a different story.
How many people have to be involved to consider it significant for Lois is good? One person is Lois is good?
What do you mean, how many people have to be watching?
Agudas, but if I do different, some already over on this is good.
If the minigoylem is one way, if the practice is one way, and one person does in a conspicuous fashion otherwise, then it's an issue of Lois is good at all. Yeah. The Gemara has like that. Even the Tana who holds Lahachmir is not allowed to be Machmir. He's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion in his yeshiva. He can do whatever he wants. But if he's in this yeshiva, and in this yeshiva we do the other way, so he's not allowed to observe his chumra now. He has to leave. He's not allowed to observe a chumra in the other shul, in the other yeshiva.
How about Phil Chalamoid?
Phil Chalamoid, so the Mishnah Brura writes, you have to have different minyanim. Every minion should either...
But mixed minion isn't...
Not proper. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Not permissible to have a mixed minion. Chacham Avadya has a lot of tshuvas about this topic. So he says, what kind of lois is going to do? Everybody knows all over the world. What do we lead such a sheltered existence? We know the half the Jews in the world, the wear tefillin, half the Jews in the world don't wear tefillin. So what kind of lois is going to do? Everybody knows what's going on. So he did away with the whole thing. He's pushing everybody should do minik svart. So he says, I bet you live in an Ashkenazi community. He says, yeah, the Sanishkan lois is going to do. Everybody knows that we do it our way and they do it their way. He tried to do away with the whole din.
Is that Lashem Kolish, Rebbe? Is that Lashem Kolish lois is going to do?
Probably is. There wouldn't be Malkus on it. Yeah, for sure there wouldn't be Malkus.
I never understood that. I used to dive by David Cohen in Flappers. On Kolomite, he'd knock ahead. Kolomite, two people on one side of the shul, not two people on the other side of the shul. And it always seemed to me that it's more like it's going to do that they'd be sitting together. This way it's not showing the separation.
I don't know. I live in Washington Heights. So in the shtiebel, the number of a shtiebel, so the people in the shtiebel do not wear tefillin. And those who do want to wear tefillin, daven in the women's section. And the big shul in Broyers, in the big shul, they do wear tefillin with a bracha. On Chalamoy, the Yekke say a bracha, Rabbi Kivega was a Yekke, he said a bracha on a tefillin. And those who don't want to wear tefillin, daven in the women's section until after Shacharis. And after Shacharis, everybody joins together. Either no one's wearing tefillin. After Shacharis, when you say Hallel on Sukkot or Pesach, after Kriyas HaTorah, so no one's wearing the tefillin. So then they all join together. It's a question. I don't know. It's a good detail. So we follow that opinion that it's not proper to do netilas adam. He's machmir the chachamim only made it takon on bread. They never made it on cake, and they never made it on fruits and vegetables. Omer Abba Bar Bochana, Havikoim the Kamei de Rabami Rabasi. I was once in the presence. All these Amoraim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Bar Bochana learned by Rabbi Yechon, Rabami Rabasi. They were all. Tosis points out there were four people. There's Rebbe Ami veRebbe Asi. They had smicha. Obviously, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's Rav Ami veRav Asi. They didn't have smicha. They called Reverend. Because in Bavel you can't get smicha. If you got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you go to Bavel, you don't lose your smicha. But they didn't fly back and forth like we do. So there were Rav Ami veRav Asi with two buddies who lived in Bavel. And there was Rebbe Ami veRebbe Asi with two chaverim, Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So this Rabbi Bar Bochana lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he says he was once present by Rebbe Ami veRebbe Asi. Aisi lekamayo kalkola de peri. They brought a basket of fruits for them. Nothing was wet. There wasn't an issue. And they didn't wash netilas adam because there isn't even a midas chasidus. They gain nothing for washing netilas adam. And v'loyavuli midi, and they didn't offer me a fruit. Why should they offer me a fruit? There were only two. So if there are two people eating bread, if there's a third piece, if there's a third person around, that she really, the two should coax him to wash and to eat a little bread so they have a mezumen. So here, there's no mezumen over, what are you going to say? Bar nefashas, alayitz, al prihayitz. So there's no mezumen on that. Eim ezamnem al haper. You only bench mezumen if there's birchas hamazon. So you don't say birchas hamazon after eating fruits. So they didn't, v'layavali midit, they didn't offer me, they didn't encourage me that I should eat any fruit, because they wouldn't have gained anything by it, they wouldn't have been able to make a mezumen anyway. And then when it came time to say the bracha achrayna, each one said his own bracha achrayna. Each one said his own bracha achrayna. Usually we have a klal that beroy vam hadras melech. That's how the misnagdim do. You have a family with a lot of children, so the father of the household says kiddush and everybody's yotze. And by the chasidim, every child says his own kiddush. Every boy says his own kiddush. So the Vilna Gaon, of course, says that what they do is wrong. The Vilna Gaon says whatever the chasidim do is wrong. He was a misnagid. So he comments on Shulchan Aruch. It says in Mishnayos and all the Tosefta's and all the Brises that that's the rule. Beroy Vorm Hadas Mal. Even by the Hasidim, when they make Havdalah, they don't have every son say his own Havdalah. The father says Havdalah and everybody's Yaitzah. So they also do like the Vilna Gaon. Also a little bit Kachapten and Misnagdas. They also know that the Vilna Gaon is really right. That it's really Beroy Vorm Hadas Mal. It's preferable that one person say the bracha for everybody. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says, if a whole group of people are about to put on a talis at the same time, preferable is that they should make an announcement of one person should say lehisat b'tzitzis, and everybody should say amen and be yotze with the one bracha, because b'roi v'am hados melech. We don't have that practice, because by us, we don't always pay attention to the other people. We like to talk more than to listen. They say there's supposed to be a medrash that says the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us two ears and one mouth, we should listen at least twice as much as we talk. So we like have two mouths and one ear. We have five mouths. We talk much more than we listen. We don't pay attention. So to be yotze, many people should be yotze with the bracha, the sata b'tzitzis of the one person. You have to pay attention. So by kiddush, b'koshi, we pay attention. But by other times, we avoid it because we're afraid we won't pay attention. This Zman HaGemara, when they would bench mezumen, only one person would say the whole birchas hamazon from the beginning to the end, and everybody would be yotze with the birchas hamazon. That's the way it's supposed to be. And the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo quotes from the Rishonim, they recommend everyone should say along softly the birchas hamazon with the mezamen, because we're afraid we may not pay attention. But the Iker Takana bench mezumen is that the whole group should be yotze with the one benching of the mezamen. So you should still fulfill, you should observe the ikat takana, the one who benches mezumen, say the whole benching out loud from the beginning to the end, till the olam hayachasreinu. That's the end of the benching. The harachmans, that's a minig from the days of the goyim, but till the olam hayachasreinu, that's in the gemara. That's considered the end of the benching. And then the Shulchan Aruch recommends everyone should say along softly all the brachas with the mezamen, but still you should pay attention to the mezamin when he says all the brachas.
Does this concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech apply when you have two chiyuvim in shul and they split up and make two different minyanim?
Yeah, it's not right. People get so carried away that they have a chiyuv to daven for anamid. Sometimes a guy doesn't know how to daven for anamid, so it's not right. I have no choice. I daven for Hanama and I have Yotza, but I don't daven the Shabbos before. I don't think the tzibah is mukhayif to suffer. I used to know how to daven. I was never a good Baal Tefillah. I used to know the good nusach to daven for Hanama for Shabbos. But now I don't have that koyach anymore. So if you're going to ruin the whole davening, so you don't daven for Hanama. If you're going to daven too fast or too slow, it's also not right to daven for Hanama. The Baal Tefillah has to be in Merutz al-Kohol. If they don't enjoy his davening because too fast or too slow, I doesn't have a good nigun, so teiknish, let him not daven for Hanama. That's not right. So this is the story that he tells over. Rabbi Baba Chana says he was present when Rabbi and Rabbi Asher were eating fruits, and they didn't offer me a fruit because there wasn't going to be a mezumen anyway. And each one of them said his own bracha achrayna, and they didn't have one sefer boat. So the Gemara says, Shema minotlas, on the first white line, on the bottom of Kuvava Meralib, so the Gemara says, from that incident of Rabbah Mirabasi, Shema minotlas, he can infer the following three dinim. Shema minot, ein etilis yadayim leperis. They ate the fruits, it says, v'la moshe yadayim. They didn't wash them etilis yadayim at all. So you see, there's no midas chasidus. Rabbah Mirabasi, with tzadikim chasidim, there's no midas chasidus to wash for Paris. The Shema Mina Eim is Amnim Ala Paris. There's no Mezumin. If they would have did a Mezumin, so they would have offered me, they would have offered the third fellow in order to make a Mezumin. There's no Mezumin. Taisa, okay, we'll soon see. Ushma Mina, the third thing you can infer, Shnaim Sha'achlu Mitzvah Lecholik. Whenever there's no Mezumin, so the question is, can one person say the Bracha Achrona, the Bar Nefashis, and come, let's say they ate figs or dates, whatever, so they have to say Alu Eitz, Valpihu Eitz. So can one person say the bracha to be made to the other one? Should have been Beroi Vam Hadras Melech. The Gemara says no. When you're benching Mizuman on bread, Eimizam Nemalaperis. Benching Mizuman is only when you're going to say Birchas Hamazon. When you have cake or cookies, also there's no Mizuman. Only when you say Birchas Hamazon. But when you do have Mizuman, then you have one person say the bracha for everybody. Whenever there's no mezumen, you have two people, or you have three people, but they ate fruits, so then mitzvah lecholik. It's preferable that each person should say his own bracha achreina. They shouldn't have one person say for both.
We used to have, by a kiddush, usually we used to have one person say alamechibet
all oil. Right. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not right. You shouldn't have, when you have a kiddush, one person says alamechi adlat to be moitzi everybody. So one person says the bracha to be made to the others is only allowed by bread. So how come they have such a practice? So the Taz comments on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, in a shul setting, we're afraid a lot of people don't know Ala Michya by heart. So they're just going to walk away. They'll say Bar Nefashis. You're not Yotzei Bar Nefashis after you have cake and cookies. So we're afraid a lot of people will walk away and they simply won't say Ala Michya. They're not going to go take a sitter and say Ala Michya from the Siddur. So what's the din b'di'evid? L'chatchila, the din is that you shouldn't allow Shemei Koina. Each person should say Zom Bracha Achreina after the cake. L'chatchila, what's a din b'di'evid? Or what's a din Levat b'di'evid is a shah? What's a din if you have... Taisa is going to quote this. Or the Gemara has it. The next Gemara quotes it. What if you have two people who ate bread? So you don't have a mezumah. So the Gemara says, mitzvah lecholik, each person should bench on his own. What if one person knows how to say the benching and the other one simply doesn't know how to bench and doesn't know how to read from a siddur? There is no siddur. So the Gemara says, if you have a shas hatchak, so we say, seifer, one is seifer and one is a boor. The seifer means the scholar who knows how to read Hebrew, and the boor is the ignoramus who doesn't know how to say birchas hamazon. So the Gemara says, then you revert back to the din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa is that you do allow shemei koina by benching also. But with the Rabbanon, they made a chumer that you shouldn't say Shemei Koine by benching. So if it's a Shas HaTchak like this, that one is a Seifer, one is a Bur, so the Gemara quotes the Din, Seifer Mevarech, Uburech, Ubur Yotze Bibrachosa. The Bur can be Yotze. You revert back to the Din Deraisa. There's such a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Ran, and the Rif, in the end, the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, quotes a Yerushalmi, that there are three instances where we don't allow Shemei Koine. Usually, let's say, you say Shemei Koine, the Gemara says Shemei Koine and Hallel. If the Chazan says the Hallel, everybody stands there, the Yotze. You say Shemei Koine, Mikra, Megillah. The Bakari reads the Megillah, and everybody's Yotze with Shemei Koine. The Baal Tekeh blows Shofar, and everybody's Yotze with Shemei Koine. We always rely on Shemei Koine. Parsha Zachar, is a mitzvah min haTorah, we rely on Shemei Kohen. It works on Dinim Deraisa also. So the Rishami says that there are three instances where we don't permit Shemei Kohen. One is Kriyashma. Kriyashma is for the purpose of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. But that's not proper. I should relax and let the other guy say Kriyashma and I'll be Yotze v'Shemei Kohen. Each person should strain himself a little bit and say his own Kriyashma to be Mekabal Amachu Shemaim on his own. The second case is Tfilah. When you daven, you're asking the Rabbanu Shalom to take care of all of your needs. So if you have a tzorach, so you daven for yourself. Why should you rely? I don't feel well, so he's going to say Rafa'enu, and I'll say Amen. The Rabbanu Shalom should give me a Rafu'a Shleima. If you don't feel well, so say, you need a Parnasa, so you say Baruch Aleinu. You need a Yeshua, so you say Shmak Aleinu. You should say Goel Yisrael. You should daven on your own. So the Yerushalmi has three exceptions to the rule. One is Kriya Shema, you shouldn't rely on Shema Kaina. And one is Shemaina Esrei, you shouldn't rely on Shema Kaina. And the third one is when you're eating food. The bracha before and the bracha after, you're eating the food. You're not asking him to eat two sandwiches, one for you and one for him. You're going to eat your own sandwich. So say your own bracha. Since you're going to eat your own food, so Yosha dictates you should say your own bracha. So the Mishnah only has the following exception to the rule. If you have three people ate together, so then there's a new mitzvah, possibly a mitzvah min haTorah to bench mezumen. That's not based on Shemei Kohenah, that's based on the whole Chabur offers one benching. There's a Birchas HaMazon Shel HaYachid, an individual person ate bread, he should say Birchas HaMazon. Then there's a Birchas HaMazon. Rav Soloveitchik said, it's hard to call it Birchas HaMazon B'tzibur. Usually we use the term B'tzibur for 10 or more people. Here you have mezumen if you have three people. So he said, maybe we should coin a new phrase, a new term, Birchas HaMazon B'chabura. If you have a group of three people or more, so then we learn out from a pasuk, Gadol HaShemit in the Rambam Mishmei Yachtov, and many Rishonim hold that it's a real din deraisa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machlokes HaRishonim where the bench and mezumen is a concept deraisa. It's only an invention of the Rabbanon. Either way, the nature of the din is that it's a different form of Birchas HaMazon. The whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMazon. And when one person says the benching, when the mezamen says the benching, all the others are yotze, it's not really based on Shemei Kohenah. It's based on the fact the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMazon. People who learn Mishnah Berurah know this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from one of the earlier Achrayim the following. Tosfos has a Rashi has a chiddush. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos. Rashi has a chiddush that Shemeya Ke'oina only applies if I understand what the other person says. Let's say someone is saying kiddush in Hebrew. I don't understand Hebrew. I know Kiddush is about Shabbos, that it has Kedusha Sayyim, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Shabbos, but I don't understand what the words mean. I don't understand Hebrew. So, Tosfos holds that Shamea. You heard the bracha, and you know generally what it means. So, Shamea, Kohen. So, you Yotze because you paid attention. And Rashi holds, you only say Shamea if you're Shamea, if you're Maven, if you understand the language. If you don't understand Hebrew, if you say Kiddush yourself and you don't understand Hebrew, but you know what the ideas are that are contained, and you are Yotze. If you say Kiddush in French and you don't understand French, then you're not Yotze at all. Any language other than Hebrew is only considered a language for the person who understands that language. If you read the Megillah, the Mishnah says, if they read the Megillah can be written in other languages other than Hebrew. But only one who understands that language is Yotze. If the Megillah is written in Hebrew, you're Yotze even if you don't understand Hebrew. But if the Megillah is written in another language, Karmasa the Loazaz Balaz, whoever understands that language, that's considered a Lashon for that person. So Rashi Shita Nigmara is that Shemea Ke'oina, even though he's saying Kiddush in Hebrew. And if I would say Kiddush myself in Hebrew, I would be Yotze, even though I don't know Hebrew, I don't know what the words mean. I know generally what the theme is, but Shemea Ke'oina doesn't apply unless you understand the language. That Lo Shemea. Shemea means I hear, and Shemea means I understand it. So in Shulchan Aruch they say we should be machme for that Rashi. That's why in Europe they used to have a lot of women didn't know Hebrew. A lot of the women weren't learned, so they didn't know Hebrew. So when the husband said Kiddush, so Baruch Ato Hashem, Baruch means Abrache, Hashem is the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Boirei, he created Pri Agafen, he created the wine. So Baruch Pri Agafen, they understand. Then Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvay sov, that they understood. V'ratzavanu, that's a hard word. A lot of the men don't know what it means. Shabbos Kotshecha, Hinchilano, Hinchaltano, a whole bunch of difficult words there. So the women a lot of times didn't know what that meant. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that the practice used to be by many European women, when the husband would be saying Kiddush, so after he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvei Sov, so the women would start saying, V'rotza Avanam, Shabbos Kotshecha, V'yavah, Hinchaltano, and so on, they would say all the rest in Hebrew till the last line. And then the husband would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, that they knew, Mekadesh HaShabbos, that they knew, Mekadesh Kedusha, Shabbos, Shabbos, that they knew how to translate. But everything in between, they didn't know. So they were choshish for Rashi Shita, that you don't say Shemei Kaina unless you understand the language. Even if they would have said Kiddush themselves, they would be Yotze, even though they don't know Hebrew. But Shemei Kaina doesn't apply if you don't understand. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, we're machmeh for that opinion, that whoever doesn't understand Hebrew can be yotze with Shemei Kaina, but by benching Mizuman, he quotes, there's a Sefer Birchas Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah was written in the beginning of the 1900s, but the Shach lived in the 1600s, and the Shach already quotes from the Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham is a Sefer on Hilchas Brachas that was written by a Talmid Chacham from Germany. I don't know who it was, a big Talmid Chacham from Germany, and the Shach quotes it with respect. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avraham, when you bench Mezumin, all the people in the group are Yoitze, even though they don't understand Hebrew at all. Aye, but he says, you don't say Shemei Koine unless you understand the language. So he says, benching Mezumin is not based on Shemei Koine. Benching Mezumin means the group offers one Birchas HaMazon Bachabura. It's not that he's saying benching and everybody says Amin, so we're all Yoitze. No, we want the Chabura should offer one benching. So that's what the exception to the rule. The Yerushalmi says there are three cases where we don't permit Shemei Kohenah. By Kriya Shema, we don't allow Shemei Kohenah. By Shemoneh Esrei, you don't allow. By eating food, we don't allow Shemei Kohenah. So how come by benching Mizumin you do allow it? So the answer is no, that's not Shemei Kohenah. The Chabura offers one benching together. So that's why the Mishnah says, there's a long Tosfos here, Kuvav on the base. The Tosfos quotes a lot of sources, so that's the upshot of all the sources, is that the Mishnah in Bracha says you can only bench Mezumin if the people were sitting and eating together. Let's say they're not eating together, everyone's riding on a bicycle, and they're eating their sandwich, each one separate, and they're not sitting together. So then there's no Mezumin. And if one will bench and the others will say Amen, they won't be Yotze. You don't say Shemei Kohenah by benching. If Shlosh Yishach Luka'achas, if they were Kaveh suited together, so then they can bench Mezumin. For Hamoitzi, usually we don't allow Shemei Kohenah for Hamoitzi either. So the Mishnah, the same Mishnah says, if they're Och Luka'achas, if you have... You don't need three people. That's what Tosfos works hard on that. How come to bench Mezumin you need three people? Mm-hmm. And to say the bracha before eating the bread, it's enough for two people. So, but the din has to be, let's say a lot of people have the practice that when the father of the household says Hamoitzi, so they stand for Hamoitzi. So that's wrong. The Mishnah says you have to be sitting. The Mishnah says you can't be Moitzi the others with Birchas Hamoitzi Lech Menorot unless you have Haseba. Haseba means that they're reclining. Haseba means that there's an achila bekviyas together. So Tosfos says that bismanas and nobody eats behaseba on Pesach night. It's a nuisance. We have no choice. So we eat behaseba. But all year long, who eats behaseba? So Tosfos says, yeshiva didan kehaseba ditu. When we sit around the table, that's the maximum you can expect of us to be considered as if we're all eating together. So yeshiva bayas bismanas is like haseba in the days of the Tanoim. If they're all sitting around the table, but if let's say they're not sitting around the table, the father's household is going to say Hamoitzi, and not everybody ready washed until the Siddayim, but they're not sitting down. They're standing up. So then the din is, you can't be Moitzi the others. You can't be Moitzi the others with Hamoitzi. You don't say Shemei Kaina on Hamoitzi Lachem and Haaretz. If they're all sitting around the table, then the Chabura offers one Hamoitzi, just like benching Mezumin. The din is the Chabura offers one benching. So Hamoitzi also, the Chabura offers one Hamoitzi for all of them. In the Mishnah in Brachas, that says you need Hasebu, or Bayas, you need a Shiva, goes both on saying Hamoitzi for the whole group, as well as saying Berchas HaMosen for the whole group.
How about Kiddush? Kiddush, maybe they want to stay when
Right. So
everybody right as a group, right?
Right. So Kiddush, the Kiddush itself is not a problem. I can say Kiddush to be mighty someone else. All the other brachas I can say for someone else. The only issue is the Bar Piagofen. The Bar Piagofen is the Bichas Hanenin. So Bichas Hanenin, you need yeshiva. Yeshiva de dan ke haseba de tu. The Gemara says the two things that haseba would help for would be pas and yayin. If you're going to say hamoitzi, well, the whole group is sitting around the table, and I'm going to say bar piagofen on wine, so everybody can rely on my bar piagofen. I'm going to say hamoitzi on bread, the whole group can rely on my hamoitzi lechman arts. The chabura together is drinking wine, and the chabura together is eating bread. Anything other than pas and yayin, anything other than bread and wine, there's no significance to the concept of chabura. The chabura doesn't exist. Let's say you have a whole group of people that are drinking beer. So one person wants to say shahakal for the whole group. Or the whole group is eating cookies. Or the whole group is eating ice cream. So one wants to say mezainis for the whole group. So the Gemara says, yeshiva is irrelevant. Sitting, they're all sitting, not sitting. So what's the din? So the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion is, I can say shahakal for the others, even though we're not sitting around the same table. The other opinion is, even if you are sitting, it doesn't help. Everybody has to say his own shahakal. The difference between sitting around the table and not sitting around the table only applies to pas and yayin. That's the Gemara and Brachas. So let's say bar priagofen really should only work if we're all sitting around the same table and I'm saying bar priagofen and we're all drinking the wine. So the Gemara says that's if it will be a weekday. We're having a drinking party, so one says bar priagofen, yeshiva didan keseba de tu. By us, we don't eat behaseba. We eat around the table, so that's the maximum kviyas you can expect. Is sitting around the table. On Shabbos, when you say Kiddush, so the Gemara says, what if I already said Kiddush, and another person comes, he doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So the Gemara says, I can recite the Kiddush for him, that's called Yotza Moitzi. Even though I was already Yotze, I can say Kiddush a second time on behalf of the person who does know how to say Kiddush. And the Gemara says, not only can I say the Kiddush part of the Kiddush, I can even say the Bar Piagofen for him, even though I'm not drinking any wine now. Even though I already said Bar Piagofen before, I already benched, whatever the story is, I'm not going to use the Baruch of Bar Piagofen. Bar Piagofen is only for him. So that poses a problem. This klal of Yotza Moitzi, I can say Kiddush for you, I can say a bracha for you. Let's say you're putting on tefillah now. I already finished davening at the first minyan. You come to daven by the second minyan, and I'm teaching you how to put on tefillah. So I say the bracha l'hanyach tefillah for you. I don't need the bracha l'hanyach tefillah. I already put on my tefillin in the morning. I'm not putting on tefillin now. The Gemara says, I can say a bracha for you. That only applies to birchas ha-mitzvah. It doesn't apply to birchas ha-nenin. If you're eating a sandwich, you don't know how to say a moitzi, I cannot say a bracha for you. So the Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule, bar piagofen of kiddush. I can say for you, even though I'm not drinking the wine, and ha-moitzi of al-achilas matzah, I can say for you also. So the Gemara says, the bar piagofen of Kiddush, I can say for someone even if I'm not drinking at all now. So mainly you don't need that they should all be sitting. If it would be the weekdays and you want me to be might see the others with the Bar Piagofen, so then you have to have yeshiva. Everybody should be, pas and yayin are the two, eating pas and drinking yayin are the two cases where you need, everyone should be sitting around the same table. But if you're saying Bar Piagofen together with Kiddush on Shabbos, then the Gemara says, I can say Bar Piagofen for you even though I'm not drinking wine at all. So what should you need? Everybody should sit around the table for it. Sitting around the table makes it. The whole chabura is drinking wine together. I'm not drinking the wine at all. I'm saying only for you. Kiddush is only for you. And still the Gemara says, Yotze Moite, I can say the Kiddush for you with the Bar Piagofen for you. So then you don't require that they should all be sitting around. That's the question. Why is that so?
But
that's.
Huh?
Kol Yisrael Reiv Mezeh Bezeh is, that's how Rashi and all the Rishonim say, that's why I can say Kiddush for the other one. That I can say L'Haniach Tfilin. How come I can say the Bar Piagofen? You don't say Kol Yisrael Reiv for Bichas Hanenin. So how come even the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush also I can say for him? So that's a big question in the Rishonim. Why is that the case?
In other words, if you already bent or you don't need the bar motzi anymore, right? So you're making it for somebody else. I'm not saying it properly.
You are saying it properly. the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is part of Kiddush. The Hamoitzi Nachman Arts of Alachilas Matzah. You don't treat it like a Birchas Hananen. You say Hamoitzi Lachman Arts of Achilas Matzah is part of the Haggadah. Part of the Haggadah. And the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush is part of the Kiddush. So just like you say Yatzeh Moitzi on the rest of the Haggadah, and you say Yatzeh Moitzi on the Kiddush, so you say Yatzeh Moitzi on the Bar Piagofen as well. So that's how some Rishonim say. That's a question. What about Kiddush Shabbos morning? Kiddush Shabbos morning, there's only Bar Piagofen. There isn't another bracha. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So the Ritva says on Psochim, the last Perek Mesochim, Bar Piagofen Shabbos morning, since it stands alone, it doesn't come together with a Kiddush, I can't say Bar Piagofen for someone. We have a meaning. We say Psukim, but the Psukim is only a meaning. Mikra, then the whole Kiddush Shabbos morning only consists of the Bar Piagofen. So the Ritva says, I can't say Bar Piagofen for someone else to be Maitzenem at Kiddush unless I plan to drink some wine also. Unless I didn't drink any wine yet and I need the bracha. So that's Shemea Koina. I can say, we're all sitting around the table. I can say Bar Piagofen to be Maitzenem.
Then you have to drink.
Then I have to drink, right. And in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like that. There are more paskins like the Taisvis that even Bar Piagofen on Shabbos morning, that's part of the Kiddush, even though that's the whole bracha. It doesn't have anything more than the Bar Piagofen, since that's the Kiddush. You treat it like Kiddush.
I remember hearing that people should be sitting around the table, not standing by Havdalah.
Right, Taisus and Brachas, the Ramah quotes the Taisus and Brachas that everyone should sit for Havdalah because you want to drink wine, so everybody has to be sitting, that one should be able to, we might say, the others. So the Mefarshim on the Taisus explained there used to be a minig in the days of the Balei HaTaisus that just like by Kiddush everybody takes a sip of wine, but Havdalah also everybody used to take a sip of wine. We don't have such a minig. By us, the only thing that the Yotze with is the Havdalah. The only one who's drinking the wine is the one who's saying the Bar Piagofen, the one who's saying Havdalah. So there's no need to sit to be Yotze Havdalah. The sitting is only needed for Pas and Yayin. If you want to be Yotze and Moitze the others with Hamoitze, what Bar Piagofen. But Bizmana said that the others don't drink the wine, so Bichlal you don't need. So that's number one. Then number two is a problem, but even what Taisa said doesn't make sense either. Taisa said everybody wants to take a sip of the wine by Havdalah, so you have to have everybody sitting together. What do you have to have? So the Chazanish doesn't understand Taisa. Why do they all have to be sitting together? Just like I can say Kiddush with someone else with the Bar Piagofen, even though I'm not drinking the wine, I was ready Yotze Kiddush. You say Yotze Moitze on the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush. So why can't you say Yotze Moitze on the Bar Piagofen of the Havdalah also? So what do you need? Everyone should be sitting together. I don't have to drink the wine at all. Sitting together is only a mila if they're all going to drink the wine. They don't have to drink the wine. I can say Bar Piagofen only for you. I can say Bar Piagofen and Havdalah for you. I don't have to drink the wine at all. So why do you require that everyone should be sitting? So the Chazon Ish thought that Havdalah is the same as Kiddush. Just like the Gemara says, Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, I can say for you. So the Chazon Ish understood the same is true. By Havdalah also, I can say Havdalah for you with the Bar Piagofen for you, and you'll drink the wine. I won't drink at all. Like we do with a Chasana, you say. The Masada Kedushin says Bar Piagofen of Bichas Eris, and he doesn't drink the wine. He gives it to the Chasan Kala to drink. So how does that work? That's like Bar Piagofen of Kiddush. I can say the Bracha for you. So Taisus apparently holds not so. Taisus holds that Gemara that says you can say Bar Piagofen of Kiddush with someone else is only Kiddush, because the Bar Piagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush. Masheini Kein Havdalah, the Bar Piagofen is only at Birchas Hanenin. And Taisus understood apparently the Hamoitzi of Alachilas Matzah, you can be Moitzi because Hamoitzi of Alachilas Matzah is part of the Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, it's part of the Seder, it's part of the Haggadah. It's not that since they have to eat it, it goes together with the Alachilos Matzah. No, it's a new din. So that's what Taisa says, it doesn't even apply to Havdalah. Taisa says that by Havdalah, I cannot say Havdalah and have you drink the wine. You need, just like on the weekdays, we would require everyone has to be sitting around together. So on Shabbos also, on Matzoi Shabbos for Havdalah, if everyone wants to drink the wine, you have to have yeshiva didan, and have a seva.
That's
a different issue.
Like
the Rambam holds Havdalah is the Raisa like Kiddush, correct? So therefore, But we can still distinguish between the nature of the Bar Piyagofen of Kiddush and the Bar Piyagofen of Havdalah. That's it. Bar Piyagofen of Kiddush is considered an integral part of Kiddush because Kiddush is Zeche Lebriya Salem, God created the world. So when you say Barei, Pri Hagofen, you're talking about the Bria.
But you make Kiddush without wine. You can make Kiddush without wine. So why is it?
How can I say Kiddush without wine? I mean with Chalav. Okay, so you're talking about creation. But whatever it's going to be, either Hamoitzi over the bread or Bar Piyagofen over the wine, you're talking about the fact that God created the wine and God created the bread. So when you talk about creation, that's part of the Kiddush. But Bar Piyagofen is not part of the Havdalah. That's what Taisus apparently distinguishes. Bar Piyagofen is an integral part of the Kiddush because you're talking about Bria. And that's an important theme in the Kiddush. Havdalah, you don't have to talk about the Bria anymore. Havdalah just talk about the difference. So the Bar Piyagofen.
Isn't Zochah
V'Shomer?
It's the same thing. It's not part of the Zochah V'Shomer.
The Rambam says Kiddush and Havdalah are both based on the same pasuk. Zochrei B'Knisasa B'Yitziyasai. But still the nature of the Bar Piyagofen of the Kiddush and Havdalah is not the same. Taisus holds the Bar Piyagofen of the Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. Bar Piyagofen of Havdalah is not an integral part of the Havdalah.
So what would the Rambam say about Havdalah? You would say it is an integral part?
The Rambam doesn't say it. Taisus distinguishes. Taisus says, even though I can say Kiddush for you and say Bar Piyagofen for you, and I'm not drinking the wine at all, but I cannot say Bar Piyagofen of Havdalah for you and have you drink the wine.
But we don't know what the Rambam says.
The Rambam doesn't talk about it.
But if I drink,
if we both drink as avadigud, but then we have
both.
But then, yeah, but then we have to both be sitting around the same table. If we're standing, then you can't be moitzi somebody else with the havdalah. That's what you can't be moitzi with the bar piyagofen of the havdalah. We don't have that minhag that everybody drinks the wine. So you're just saying havdalah to be moitzi the other person with the havdalah, so that you don't need the sitting around the table. You only need sitting around the table for pas v'yayin to be moitzi the others with a moitzi a pas and bar piyagofen of the yayin that you need sitting around. Yeah.
Do we circumvent it by taking schnapps instead of the schnapps
you don't really solve the problem because let's say you're having ice cream or coffee and you're going to say shahakal. So that's a machlekes is the Rambam and the Ravid which Lashon and the Gemara to paskin like. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you can never be, you can only be moitzi the others with pas and yayin, and everything else you can't be moitzi the others at all. Even with haseba doesn't help. The other sheet is you don't need haseba. So if everybody's having schnapps, and one person says the shahakal, that'd be a machlekes. Sitting around the table is lomala v'lamori by schnapps, only by pas and yayin. So the two lashonis in the Gemara and machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which loshim to paskin like in the Shulchan Aruch leaves it as a machlekes, where the shar dvarim other than pasa yayin, lamahanya haseba, it's a helfnisht, or the other medarfnisht, or it's a helfnisht. Either you can be moitzi the others with the shahakal at the ice cream party, even though everyone's walking around, or you can't be moitzi the others, even if they're sitting around the same table. So switching to schnapps doesn't help. Switching to schnapps. Schnapps is a question if it's chamar medina. That's a question. If wine is not available, then the din says he can use schnapps. But Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, where is wine not available? Go knock on the next door neighbor's door. Everybody has wine. If you ran out of the wine, the next door neighbor has wine. Okay, but in America, Rav Moshe wrote the Tshuva in America. He says wine is very easily available. In Europe, it wasn't available at all. The Chavetz Chaim, they say, always make kiddush over chalas. He hardly ever had any wine. It was too expensive, yeah.
What about the bracha after benching the wine?
Right. And everybody wants to drink the wine.
I don't know. Maybe they should. Because is it part of the benching?
No. If everybody's sitting around the same table and I say Bar Piyagofen, so that's good. I can be moitzi to everybody else with the Bar Piyagofen. The Chachamim instituted once in a while what they call a bracha ala kos, a toast. You say Kiddush over a cup of wine. When you get married, you say the bracha over a cup of wine. Havdalah over a cup of wine. Benching over a cup of wine. They didn't, you don't say lohaniach tefillin over a cup of wine. You don't say lesata betzitzis over a cup of wine. They singled out certain brachas. Kiddush, Havdalah, benching, bichas erisin, chasana. Certain brachas, they said, if you make a toast out of it, it adds more chashivas to
the
bracha.
So
No, if many people want to drink wine, so they're all sitting around the table. So one person says Bar Pi HaGofen, they're all Yaitze. Yeah. Let's say by Sheva Brochas. So the one who says Bar Pi HaGofen takes a sip and he gives to wine to the Chasan Kala. So there's no need for them to say their own brocha, but they're all sitting around the same table. Everybody's sitting, so you have a Seba. Yeshiva did Dan, can Seba did too? Yeah. Ala Geffen, not really. That's called Emzamnim ala Peris. That's what he said before. We have a practice that at the end of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, one person says ala Michya, and everybody's Yotze. So that's against the din. How do you do that? So the Taz says, because we're afraid that some of the people are going to leave without saying ala Michya. And that's the din. If you have a Sofer a Boor, some people don't know how to say ala Michya. They're embarrassed, whatever. So then you revert back to the din deraisa. This din, that there are three cases where you don't allow Shemei Kaine by Kriya Shema and by davening Shemone Esrei and by brachas before and after eating food, this is only a chumra midirabonim. Mikra din deraisa, you do say Shemei Kaine. You do say Shemei Kaine, even by Kriya Shema, even by, let's say a person has a problem with his throat and the doctor says he's not allowed to talk for a week, otherwise going to ruin his voice. So what should he do? He has to daven. So you have no choice. So you revert back to the din deraisa. You have somebody say Kriya Shema for you, and you yotze with Shemei Kaina. You have somebody say Shemon Esrei out loud, and you'll be yotze with Shemei Kaina. If you have a big shas hatchak, then you revert back to the din deraisa that you do permit Shemei Kaina, even by Kriya Shema, and even by davening, and even by Birchas Hamazon, and even by Hamotzi. If you're not allowed to talk, or the person is a sofer or a boor.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Right. If the din would have been that you bench Birchas HaMazon after wine, then there would have been mezumin. There's one tana in the Mishnah and Brachas, Rabbi Gamliel says, on all shivas aminim, you say the three brachas, you say Birchas HaMazon. So going to that tana, that if you eat a meal without bread, but you eat the shivas aminim, you eat, what are the shivas aminim? Olives, dates, figs, pomegranate, those kind of things. So according to that Tana that you say the whole benching, then you can say bench mezumin, because you're benching Birchas HaMazon, and then one person will say the brach and the others will be yetzer. But we paskin that you don't say Birchas HaMazon on the Shivas Aminim, only on bread. So therefore by us it's called Eim Zamnim Ala Peris. There's no mezumin. You can only bench mezumin, one person to be mighty the whole group, if they're benching Birchas HaMazon and you're benching mezumin. We don't have a mezumin on anything other than bread.
Benches,
he left it,
then drinks the wine, that's the bench. He says,
oh,
I'm never
going to.
He never stops.
Tosis asks that kasha. Tosis asks, if you're that you have to bench ala kos, so if you eat a sandwich of bread, you have to bench Birchas HaMazon ala kos, then you have to say Birchas HaMazon after you drink the wine, then you have to bench ala kos. So you never finish, so you keep on benching ala kos. So the way. So there was one opinion in the Rishonim that when you bench and you drink the wine afterwards, the wine is covered with the benching that you said before. But we don't pass like that. Our practice is that after you bench ala kos, you drink the wine, you say ala geffen. We don't follow that opinion that it's covered with the benching that you said before. So according to the Tana Rabbi Gamliel, that's Taisis Kash. According to the Tana Rabbi Gamliel, who says that if you drink wine, you have to say the whole benching. So then you have to bench ala kos, then you have to drink wine again, then you have to bench again. It's the chen ledov asof. So how do you end off? So Tyson says you don't have to drink a whole revius. He solved the problem. Drink a rive revius is good enough. Malay lugmav, right? And then Tyson gives another answer. Tyson says even that Tana who says that you say the whole Birchas HaMazon, if you have wine or if you have figs or you have dates, what do you mean? You have a cup of wine just like this? No, if you had a wine party and they drank a lot of wine, you had a lot of figs, a lot of dates, and that was kedei sviya, but it wasn't bread. So then if you kaveya the suda on figs or dates or olives or these kind of things, so then he holds you off the bench. But if you just have a couple of figs, everybody agrees that there's a brach ala hoetz al prihoetz. What is it? The Tana Rabbi Gamliel is going to deny that there's a brach ala michya, going to deny that there's a brach ala hoetz. That's what Tosfos answers on that kash. But it's a humorous question to what Tosfos is. Yeah.
No concept of the Shliach Tzibur is the Shomer Kohen.
they instituted Chazaras Hashatz because of the Amaratzim who didn't know how to daven. So that's like Sofer Rabur. When you have a big Shas Hatchak, the guy doesn't know how to bench. He doesn't know how to say the Shemon Esrei. So then we revert back to the Din Deraisa that we do permit Shemeh Kaine, even my Kriya Shema, and even my Shemon Esrei, and even my benching, right? So the whole Chazaras Hashatz was instituted to be Moitzi, the one who's a boor, the one who doesn't know how to daven. Exactly.
That if would apply to someone who doesn't know Yetzer Shir to make a mitzvah, so he could be Yetzer Shemekah, but someone else would be
Yetzer. I mean, a person ate cake, he's not sure whether he had a kezayis, and the one is going to say, Lamichi knows for sure he had kezayis. Yeah. So then you can be lying in Shemekah, because he can't say his own bracha.
I would say that Yanel Hirsch, Lashon Hara, right? Not only can't speak, you can listen to Lashon Hara. I said
Shemei Kaina. Okay. Correct? Shemei Kaina is correct.
We have a Chaburim, somebody mentioned that the rest of them have to come. Could you just say Amen and each?
The Zman HaGemara, that was the practice. When they would bench Mezumin, only the Mezamin would say the whole benching, and the others would just say Amen. But the Shulchan Aruch recommends, Rabbi Yosef Karen Shulchan Aruch quotes from the later Rishonim, that by us there's a problem, we don't always pay attention. So our minds may be wondering when the Mezamin is going to say the benching. So we have a Chumra we should say softly along with the Mezamin. The Mezamin should say the whole benching out loud from the beginning till the end, till the Olamayach Hasreinu. And it's the rest of the participants in the meal should bench along softly with him.
Is there any idea of the Mizamin saying just the first bracha as far as the call out loud and the rest not?
The Mishnah Berurah says he should really say Tili Olamayach Hasreinu, or at least till the end of Hazanas HaKol, because the Gemara has a din. Let's say there are a lot of people eating bread and not everybody finished eating. So let's say they're mafsik, they're going to do me a favor, they're going to pause for a few minutes till I bench Mizumin. So they should abstain from eating until I finish Hazanas HaKol, then they can go back to eat. So in other words, till the end of Hazanas HaKol, we weren't Yotze in the Mezumin. Everybody's supposed to pay attention till Hazanas HaKol. And the rest is the more correct form of bench and Mezumin is that the whole group should be Yotze with my benching from the beginning to the end. But at least till the end of Hazanas HaKol. So that's what the Gemara again. The Gemara told Rabbi Babachana lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was once present when Rabbami Rabasi were eating fruits, and they didn't invite him to eat the fruits because emezamnem al haperis. And then each one of them said his own bracha. They didn't have one person say a bracha achrena to be moitzi the other one, even though normally we should have said b'roi vam hadras melech. Better that one person should say for the whole group, because when it comes to eating food, we don't say like that. You should really, the bracha before, the bracha after, you shouldn't be moitzi the other person, only if you have mezumen on bread. Only if I have mezumen over bread, over cake, and over fruits, there's no mezumen. And whenever there's no mezumen, each person has to say his own bracha. So the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, there's a brisa that says so beferish. Naim Shachlu, if two people ate bread, so there's no mezumen, so it's a mitzvah lecholik. More correct is each one should say his own birchas hamazon. But medvar mamoim shoish neim sofrim. If both of those who were eating the bread are scholarly, each one knows how to say the benching. Aval echad seifer ve'echad bur. If one knows how to bench, the other one's an am ha'ariz, there's not a bench. Then you revert back to the din deraisa. The seifer mevaruch bur yaitze. We revert back to the din deraisa that you do allow shemei koina. The next gemara will have to start next week. The next gemara is going to talk about how far do you have to wash until it's yadayim for duchening and for eating truma and so on? Okay. The chazan who says the chazaras hashatz out loud is not only davening for himself; he's davening for all of the people who. The Iker Takonas Chazaras Hashatz, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Chazaras Hashatz was that there were people that didn't know how to daven. So he should have them in mind. But more than that, the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, that he has in mind the whole Tzibur. Even the people who did daven have to pay attention to the Chazaras Hashatz. And the Shilti Giborim, the end of Rosh Hashanah, gives a mashal He says in the Beis Hamikdash there are two types of korbanos. There's a korban yachid, and then there's a korban tzibur. The korban tzibur is a tmidim and masafim. Tmidim are brought every day, and the masafim are brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed and Rosh Chodesh. So the korbanos hamasafim were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Tmidim and masafim brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Shilti Giborim, the end of Rosh Hashanah, printed on the side of the rib, says we have to daven Tfilah Belachash, that's Tfilah Sayochid. Then the Chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, that's a Tfilah Satzibur. He offers a Tfilah on behalf of the whole Tzibur, on behalf of the Tzibur who is here, the 10 people in Shul. And the Gemara says, on behalf of Am Shebasadis, there are people that don't show up in Shul. Just like the Koinans, Makrib, the Kabbalah, Tzibur, and the Beis Hamikdosh, and all of Klal Yisrael is Yotzei. So the Chazan who repeats the Shmon Esrei in Shul, he can't begin to repeat the Shmon Esrei unless they have a minion in the Shul. But once you have a tefillah b'tzibur in the shul, that tefillah satzibur, is oile on behalf of the people who didn't even show up in shul. Just like the korban tzibur in the Beis Hamikdash is on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Chazan is supposed to have in mind everybody. He's supposed to have in mind himself, whoever wasn't Yotze. He has in mind whatever the din requires. The din requires that this is the tefillah satzibur for the whole Klal Yisrael. In the beginning of Parshas Va'era, the Mishnah says in the last parak in Psochim that the Chachamim made a takana, you should drink arba kaisis on Pesach night. So the Talmud Yerushalmi says that it's based on the four parts of the Gula, Vatzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Velakachti, and then it says after that, Vehevesi. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about the Kos Chamishi. Is it proper? Should we introduce the Kos Chamishi? Law said, Lava will have a Kos Chamishi. All discussion. Because there are five parts to the Gula. So the Pasuk continues, I will bring Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Shanasasi Yisyadi, I promised, I swore to Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. To give Eretz Yisrael to their descendants. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu delivered this prophecy to Bnei Yisrael word for word, Morasha, but at the time he himself was wondering, what does that mean, Morasha? He wasn't sure himself. The Shaila was brought up later by the Bnei Tzolofchad. Tzolofchad died in the Midbar. He only had daughters, he had no sons. So the Bnei Tzolofchad asked the Shaila whether they get the Yerusha. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered, yes. When there are sons and daughters, the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get it. If there are no sons, so then the daughters get the Yerusha. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Parsha. So the Gemara in Yesh Nochlin quotes one Tana, student of Rav Meir. One Tana says, no, that wasn't the Shaila. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the answer to that Shaila, and Moshe Lofcha knew the answer to the Shaila. That they already heard. This is the first time someone died, and he only had daughters, they didn't have sons. The Bnei Slavcha was the first time, hadn't already before, they already were given that din. If there are sons and daughters, the sons get, there were no sons and daughters get. The Shaila Bnei Slavcha des was a totally different Shaila, that their father, Slavcha ben Chefer, was a b'chor to his father. Slavcha was the firstborn. And the din is that a b'chor gets a double portion of the Yerusha. But the b'chor only gets a double portion of b'muchzuk, not b'ro'i. Let's say, the father bought a ticket to a sweepstakes, and after the father died, then they had the drawing. So the father won the money after. So at the time the father died, he didn't yet have this asset. So the b'chor doesn't get a double portion of that. So the shaila that the Bnei Slavchad asked was, are we entitled? The father, Slavchad ben Chefer, was a b'chor to his father Chefer, and he's entitled to get a double portion of Chefer's Yerusha. So does that only apply to whatever they had in their suitcases when they were traveling in the Midbar? They had a little Bizas Hayam, a little Bizas Mitzrayim. They knocked on the next door neighbor's doors to get Klecheze, Bechlezo, Besmolois. Then there was Bizas Hayam. Then each one had a little Sukkala. So does he get a double portion only on what they carried in their suitcases? Or does he get a double portion in Eretz Yisrael? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu he was going to give him Eretz Yisrael, was that a promise that was going to be fulfilled in the distant future? And the sweepstakes ticket was only won in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, that's when they got it. So when Chefer died and he had a B'chor Tzlofchad, he's not entitled to get a double portion in Eretz Yisrael, because that's all roi, that's not buchsa. So the Gemara quotes this Tana, that was the Shaila. The women today always presented that the Bnei Tzlotcha were pressuring Moshe Rabbeinu, either pressuring God or pressuring Moshe Rabbeinu, where different women presented different ways. The women are entitled to equal rights, they're not getting equal rights anyway. If there's a son, they don't get any Yerusha, so it's not equal rights. So they were pressuring Moshe Rabbeinu, pressuring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that they want to have a right to Yerusha, and after much pressuring, so Moshe Rabbeinu, God gave in. If you believe Torah Min HaShemayim, it means God gave in. If you don't believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu gave in. That's why they presented. So this Tana says, L'dum V'layah, this Tana said, that wasn't the deal. Everybody knew that din, but Slavcha knew the din. This wasn't the first time that Shaila came up. They knew that din. If there are no sons and daughters, get. The Shaila was a different Shaila. When Chayfer died, Slavcha was entitled to double portion. Double portion and what? Only b'muchzak and not b'roi. So whatever he had in his suitcase, his pajamas, his clothing, whatever he had in his possession, that's muchzak. So Slavcha is entitled to double portion. What about the share in Eretz Yisrael? Did it already belong to Avram Avinu? When Avram Avinu died, it went to Yitzchak. When Yitzchak died, it went to Yankov, and it already belonged to all the people. So Tzlavchad is entitled to a double portion and not. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, well, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom say, Menasati Osa Lechem Marosha? What does the word Marosha mean? Does the word Marosha mean the same as Yerusha? Eretzel already belonged to Avram Avinu, and they got it, Yerusha or not. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know what he said the Nevuah, he delivered the Nevuah word for word, he himself didn't know what the word Marosha meant. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, Noson titein lahem achuzas nachalo. Why does the Pasuk say, Noson titein a double ocean? So that's what the Tana says, a double ocean that they're allowed to get Pishnayim. They're entitled to Pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael also. That's how this Tana got this whole story, the whole fantastic story that the Menoy Slavcha Chayla was, whether Eretz Yisrael is Ra'oi or Muchzok, that was the whole Shaila. So if Eretz Yisrael is Ra'oi, it didn't yet belong to Avraham Avinu. They're going to get Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua ben Nun will conquer the land. So we understand why it doesn't say Yerusha. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha, Yimi, Avasenim, and Moshe Avraham Avinu, it did belong to Avraham Avinu. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the expression Marasha? Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom tell him to deliver a Nevuah Marasha? He should have said Yerusha. What is the expression Marosha mean? So the Mefarshim point out it only appears another place in Tanakh, Torah Tzivulan and Moshe Marosha Kielos Yaakov. What is the difference between Marosha and Yerusha? So some of the Mefarshim explain Yerusha is an inheritance that once you get it you can do whatever you want with it. A guy inherits a lot of money, he can gamble it away, he can invest it, he can put it in the bank, he can give it away, he can do whatever he wants with the money. Marosha is a heritage. Yerusha is an inheritance. Marosha is a heritage. Heritage means that this is a family tradition. I got it and I have to see to it that I transmit it to the next generation. So the Torah and Eretz Yisrael are both referred to by the Chumash as Marosha. We don't have the right to do with Eretz Yisrael whatever we please, and we don't have the right to do with the Torah whatever we please. We have an obligation to see to it they'd retransmit the Torah and Eretz Yisrael in its entirety to the next generation. So that's the usage of the expression Marosha as opposed to Yerusha. It's not the same as a Yerusha on money. We don't have the right to do whatever we want. We have to see to it that we give everything over to the next generation. We have to hope and pray that the government and Eretz Yisrael should follow what it says in the Chumash.
Why did it have to be?
That's right. Anyone who was a car.
Right. So why did the Torah just pick them?
They were the ones, the Gemara says, they were Zoicha. Sometimes you have Shalis the Chubis from the Dadi Behudif and Afsam Seifer. So people went down in history that they were the ones that this tshuva was sent to. The Gemara says, "V'noi slavcha v'tzad konis." They went down in history. They were the ones who asked the shaila, and the psak was given in their honor. But it could have been anybody else.
It was the first one.